Hi, my name is Katalin Kosoy. I'm the Chief Security Researcher for Bitdefender, and today's topic is going to be how to make users aware of the privacy issues on the internet. So far, we've been trying to see exactly what information is available about users on the internet. And one of the main projects we're working on right now is by starting with a full person's name and a list of email addresses to determine if we can actually create an entire resume of that person. Because once you have this resume, once you have these personal details about a certain person, you can actually create very good targeted attacks, and you can easily manipulate the person into performing specific actions. And we have something we've been working for about 6 to 8 months so far, and we tested this on our Bitdefender customers because we already had a full name and some email addresses. And we discovered that using information from either social media or from blogs and news websites and so on, we managed to get almost a complete resume for 70% of the individuals we tested our system on. There's plenty of stuff we can do right now with this project. For instance, we can show people about how easily is to discover this information, how easily this information can be used against them. And maybe once they become a little more aware, they can start understanding that every information that they post online will likely turn against them in the near future. Also, what we've noticed, since we're a security company and we do focus on mobile malware or PC malware, we noticed that most of the malware we've seen, either if it's social media malware or PC or mobile, is focused on extracting information from people's devices. Information can further lead to constructing these sorts of resumes. So right now we're considering that we're assisting at a gathering phase, and then we will see very nice crafted social engineered attacks in the near future. For instance, once you have all these details, you can create a few templates. You just fill in the details and you just send a couple of emails. So far, in order to create a targeted attack, you had to go for about a week trying to discover information about people, trying to go through that person's trash, creating your background, and then actually performing the attack. And you wasted an entire week for a single person. Using techniques and algorithms already available on the internet, you can target a few million people in about 10 minutes, which is a lot faster and a lot better for the malware writers. We've been trying to educate people about social engineered attacks and privacy concerns since forever we're in this industry. Every time there was a new update from Facebook in terms of privacy or functionality, we were coming out saying, like, this is good in terms of socializing with friends or colleagues, but in terms of privacy, here are all the concerns. We're trying to let people know about all the malware we discover. We're going to conferences. We're going to media. We're explaining everything that can happen, and in the hope that people will actually understand and take cautious in terms not to willingly share information about themselves. And also, even if you stay away from social media, even if you stay away from blogs, for instance, that doesn't mean you don't have an online presence, because you have friends that do have an online presence, and they'll drag you into, like, there's going to be pictures of you on the internet, you're going to be mentioned in different locations or in different posts. So somebody can actually find this information about you even though you're staying away from social media, which means that if you really want to protect your privacy, you should constantly look what's online about you and then make sure to delete it, or at least ask the people that posted that information to delete it.